Is a sugya of Akum ve'Eved Habo al Bas Yisrael, whether the child is kosher, the child is a cholol, the child is pogum, and I choose my words carefully because there are three different possibilities, as strange as that sounds. Let us see. It's important to note that although the Gemara's expression on the first wide line, the first and second, is b'na pogum, which literally translated means the son is blemished. Rashi comments, very important Rashi, b'na pogum lav davka. What does it mean? Abbas. It means the daughter. Doesn't mean the son. What son? What son? The son is a god. The son has a goyish father, a Jewish mother. The kid is, we assume, a Jewish child. You can't talk about him being pogum. What pogum? He can marry anyone he wants. So, that means daughter. So says Rashi. That's the Chiddush number one. The Ramban disagrees. Let's take a look at the Sefer Aschus and see what the Ramban has to say. And there are two significant issues, and they may not be unrelated. One is it son or daughter? And two is, do we paskin is dead in the first place? You already pointed out that the riff was misupuk. Since on Amud Beis it says kosher, maybe kosher means kosher completely, and for some reason or other, which we have to figure out, the Kal v'chomer doesn't stand. Let's take a look in the Sefer Aschus of the Ramban. Again, in our print, it's page Mem Beis, a nice clear print. Those who have the old print, it's not so simple, page 10-12. But most of you have the new print, let's take read it together, okay? He quotes the Ravid. Starts with the Ravid. Remember, Sefer Aschus, as opposed to the Milchames, has a much less strident tone. Because you see, the Balamor was viewed by the Ramban as an upstart. How old was the Balamor when he attacked the Riff? Anyone know? I think he was 17. Pretty tough here. 17, he's already attacking the Riff, the Gadol Hador from previous generation. He's coming down on him. The Ramban, Milchamas Hashem. The Ravid, on the other hand, was considered the Gadol Hador. So he has more right to speak. So, if you recall, we saw yesterday that he was Mesupik. The Riff is Mesupik. He's usually very decisive. It's Mesupik. How to pask in this case? Because on the one hand, the Gemara is the Kal v'chomer, no one seems to argue. On Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, Vlad Kosher. So the Ravid counters. No, of course, the Vlad is pogum. How does he know? So one of the rites that he brings is the Gemara, which we saw a long time ago, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Keep one hand here on page Mem Beis, and the other hand on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. We saw this Gemara, if you remember the context, you'll see soon. On Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara has towards the very bottom. Akum ve'eber abo bas Yisrael avlad kosher. Nei de mamzer lo havi. Kosher nami lo havi. Yisrael posel mikri. What does it mean, Yisrael posel mikri? What in the world does that mean? What kind of new category is this, Yisrael posel mikri? So one simple interpretation of Yisrael posel mikri would be Vlad Pogum the Kahuna. That's how the Ravid understood it. And Rashi sounds like he may agree, although it's not completely clear it was in Shitas Rashi. Tosus here, Kosovar, different Kirsos. We spoke about this, and now you remember the context. We learned the Suga right before Yom Kippur, in the end of the first parak, whether the Vlad of a Goy and a Jewish woman is a kid Jewish bichlal. Kosher may be a kosher or a goy. And there's a whole discussion about this over here. We're saying, no, he's Yisrael, right? But it's Yisrael posel. One interpretation of Yisrael posel was, if you recall, is a psul goyus. Maybe needed some kind of a quasi gerus. Remember that the whole Zecha Yitzchak, we spoke about it at Barich. Another pshat, but that's a little too fancy for you, Yisrael posel might mean posel the kahuna. That's clearly the Ravid's interpretation. And therefore he says it's posel the kahuna, so it's a mefurash shigamah daf chav gimel, So even though it seems to be a little bit unclear on Daf Mem Hey, it's already resolved back on Daf Chav Gimel. Fine. Now the Ravid continues over here. The big bold print is from the Ravid. But it says enough Mem Hey Bay is kosher. Doesn't say pogum. The reason is we're trying to exclude the Mandiyama who says that it's possible be Esesh Ish and kosher bipnuya. So when we say no, it's not true. Even if the woman is an Esesh Ish with a adulterously with a non-Jewish man, the child is still kosher. Whether it's pogum or not, not our concern right now. Go look back on Amman Aleph, look back on Daf Chav Gimel. Anyway, it's another raya which we're not going to go into in a complicated raya, but not for now. Says the Ad Kan Divrei HaRav, Ve'elu Divrei HaTalmud, Rayos Omer HaChaba, Rayos HaRav, give such respect, because on the Rav, the Ravid, Eina Nechonos, Shrei Ravi Nohich Shibishmu Azu Bishmei the Rav Gaza, Ve'af HaPikein Shol Usham Eperiketa, Le'mekosav Ravina, Havlat Kosher, it's the same person. You know, we don't pay so much attention to the names of the Amoroi. And Amora said it. I asked you a question, who said this? I don't know. But Amora said it. Well, the Ramban paid attention. And the name is Ravina. We'll come to this a little bit later on as well. And therefore, it says the Ravid, V'dachinon, V'derech Sveika B'yama Neh, D'mamz Lohavi, Shamas Mino, Kosher Gomer, Lekal L'mishvim Mino, El Adilma Yisrael, Posel Mikri, V'zut Chia B'yama Hi, Anaf Chav Gimel. The other Rabba, Masha Mino, the Suffolk Gum, the Kabbal, let me boil it, Kosher Gomer, below Poshaba, at least throw a puzzle of a Sveka. Fine. The second Raya, he goes to a whole Arichas, we're not going into a skipping it for the moment. Maybe relevant long down the road. Not for now. So the bottom line is, he has a very uncharacteristic phrase. The raya that he brought from Daf Kuf is a major mistake, but I'm not going into that right now. It's going to be a distraction for the moment. Perhaps we'll go back into it perhaps next week. But now, Rabbi said, we start with Visugyon Bialma, the Sveika Havi. As the Rif said, it's unknown. He quotes a Gemara in Bechoris, Daf Mem Zayin, Atos is quoted in Daf Chav Gimel. The Via Sheyolda, Bino Potom Echamesh Saloim. I was at a bris this morning. At the bris, I heard this following story. Rav Moshe just got off the boat. In 19th, apparently it was the grandfather. Was Dr. Naxon his name? Very interesting man. He's from Egypt originally. Very brilliant man. So he read it, I think it was Rabbi Fran book or something like that. Rav Moshe got off the boat in the 30s and he came to America. The first simcha he was asked about was a pinyan aben. And the father of the baby, introduces himself to the grandfather. What's the grandfather's name? Mr. Levy. So Rav Moshe says, excuse me, are you perhaps a Levy? Yeah. Now, are you familiar with the halacha? If a Bas Levy has a child, what's it in? No opinion of Ben. The caterer. The I don't know, today if I may have a band, I don't know, but the way it was all catered and guests had assembled and there and then to remember what are you gonna do? So Rav Moshe thought on his feet as just get off the boat. You know what? Thank God this child is now more than 30 days old. Until 30 days it was a Suffolk Nafel. Now it has become a Bar Kayama. Let's make a big mesiba to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your son became a Bar Kayama. That's what they did. I'm trying to say, Rav Moshe didn't want to insult that this is ridiculous, throw all the food out, let everyone go home. He made a different kind of surah. I said afterwards to the man, we'll start a new chumrah now. Every child turns 30 years old to make a new party. Thankfully, that story hadn't caught on too much. Anyway, so I'm reminding myself, this Gemara, Leviya Sheyolda Bino Potom Echamesh Sloim. Since I'm a Levi, Baruch Hashem, I have three daughters. Baruch Hashem, each one of them has a b'chor, b'liyah and hara. And Baruch Hashem, the family saved 15 sloyim because, that's money already. Huh? Hashem? Okay. Alright. The father is not Jewish in this case in the Gemara in Bechor Estat Mem Zayin. What do we see? The Bari Plukta, the Mamzer Vekosher, Pligi Mizuam, Viena Mizuam. The Hainu Pogum Likahuna, Viena Pogum. Vana no Ashkon Bigamara Paska Beplukta, the Mizuam. In other words, the same Shalah here in Yavam Mistaf Mem Hei is the same unresolved Shalah Bechoros Mem Zayin. Because Mizuam, Mizam, and Asalvam means it's Pogum Likuna, and not Nat, which is relevant to Hilchos Pinyon Aben as far as the Levi is concerned as well. Hilchach, sucked around by the next paragraph. Sveika Havi. Ulhinyan Shmaitin. Vadai Shmaitza de Boyet Zelusihit. Sveresh Sugya. Vahachim the Mandama Vlad Pogum Kavachomi Amon the Koin Godel. Mamon the Koin Godel the Doros. Af hu Pogum Vyesh lo Doros. Look what he says now. If Amon and Koin Godel have a boy, what is he called? I want a three letter word. Cholo. And his chol has a child. What's that child called? Cholo. And that child has a child. What's that called? Cholo. Doros. Says the Ramban. Since in our Gemara it's derived from cholo, here too it's a cholo. Therefore, Rashi is wrong. When Rashi says ben means bas, no. Ben means ben. And the ben is a cholo, and his son is a cholo, and his grandson is a cholo, down the line till Mashiach comes. Shembal hakohenes v'yala leviyah v'abas yisroel bito psula lekuna kibas chol hazachar v'yavze b'chlam mishnaseinu kidushin samagvav komokom shesh kidushin v'en aveira havlada holech achar hazachar, and the zachar is the chol v'zeo b'no pogom d'amina b'gemara. So therefore the Ramban has, it's very important to understand, you know, we'll see soon later, there's an expression in America: the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Right? Does that still exist? The Ramban is making the Psula Bagamara very big. He's making it into a cholo, an absolute cholo, and applies to males as well as females. Keep that in mind. Vaita. Mar says, as a question of Vlad Mamzer, I'm not going to go through the entire long, long paragraph over here. Very long paragraph, but in this long paragraph, he's quoting a number of Gemaras here in our sugya, and some of the Gemaras indicate to the Ramban that we have to paskin the kula in this child. Just skim through. This one is Morabo Lehetera, and then many other Tanoim Moro Lehetera, right? And the Gemara is over here. Havli Bratach, give me a daughter. Vishasikle. Isagadat Pogam Havi, Miyoi Rab Psula de Kahuna Bizarre. Wouldn't even be a Havamina. Another Gemara. Remember the Zil Itmir. It's one of the Gemara a long time ago. Mamish, the first couple of weeks of this man. We spoke about not disclosing your particular Psula. You run away. No one knows whether your father's a goy or not a goy. E Pogam Havi. Nothing mean a churva. Why? The Osilin Suve Lekoi. How can you do this thing? You're sending a guy out, right? No one knows who he is. No one knows that his father is a goy. He'll marry incognito, right? The son will be born to them, or the daughter will be born to them, is a chalala, and she's going to marry a koi. Be a disaster. Maybe you'll say it's not going to happen because if Cohen wants to marry a girl, he has to check out a yichus, so he'll have to find out that in fact the father is a goy. No, only Arba Yimos, all the mothers are kosher, no one's going to check out the fathers. And after four daughters, it's going to be a problem. And we pass the Kolmish Bogos Becheskos Kashra saying, Veshem Elo Yikra Olavar, no one's going to ask any questions. Viyasi Bito the Kahuna, it'll be a disaster. Therefore, Shmamina Lehetera Moruba. So Ramban is trying to bring implicit riots from the sugya. We have to be makel the shayla. Klola the shmeitza. Next paragraph. Kol demori lehetera fila lekuhuna kaamar called the Machshelo Mesaima Milsa Yechshir the Kol Rabbi Shul Belevi Yechshir Kuhuna Nami Lafukim in Mamzel Kamin and Kosher. The came in the Sugya and Hochi Vashon the Basroi that Sikhu was in Uchus Havlad Kosher Lo Mori Hatera Beferish Lo Mesaima Bepogum Yeah Sfeik Ahavi. So the Riff is right. The Rarai is Lakula or the Amar Bo Machmir. It's a Sofek. Sofek a Mezaman Ulamad of Mizam Plukti, again the same Shalom Bechoros of Mim Zayin. I took a Kavachomer. I took a Kavachomer. What's going on? Last three paragraphs, I'm going to say. Vikasha, Vo Kavachomer, who? Says the Ramban, Lav Nilsa. Why? The man, the Mori Lehtera Sova. Ma al Monola Kohen Godol, B'nei Kiddushin u B'nei Yichus. The reason why the child is a Cholo is because the both parents are able to marry, and they therefore pass on their lineage to the next generation. And if one is an Amana, one is a Kohen Gadol, kids are Cholo. I've called Kayote Ba'apogen, Lafuke Hani, to the exclusion of this guy, the Rachmana Afkarel is Arayu. Remember that Gemara of Dakan Tzadiches? Zirba Susim Zirmosam in Abla Mitzri? So therefore, there is no father. There is no father. Ve'ein Bohen Ala Yichos Iman. The mother is kosher lebahadrin. She had no right living with a guy. Okay. But she is kosher lebahadrin in the sense that she's a blue blood. Back to the pilgrims. Back to Rama Avinu. There's nothing wrong with her. Right? So therefore she is completely kosher. She never fell in with a guy. Okay. But she's still personally still kosher. So therefore the child could be completely kosher. The Kavachoma is the Ramban is slugging up the Kavachoma. Oh, against the Gemara? No, not against the Gemara. There seem to be many other opinions that seem to deny this conclusion. So they have to slug up the Kal Vachomer one way or another. Aizu Yerushalmi. V'lo tishtabesh b'mashin dimtzav Yerushalmi Yevamas pregda aloha tezvam sa'al sugyo Afal gav de rav omer havlat kosher Modeshim hoysen de keva psula min akuna. Yeah, nu afal Yerushalmi. Says the rabbi, no. To b'nei marava k'rav Yosef savrila. They hold that it's no good. Lo shemiya lehu hara derav leheter. Again, going through the various amarot that we sort of glossed over in that very long paragraph. So we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. He quotes another Yerushalmi in Masechta Kiddushin. Okay? And again, people have different psakim. Therefore, the Sfeik Elo Nafki. Therefore, the Ramban says the last two lines. Ina Keva he Asur Lekahuna. V'zachar hu Bito of this Cholol Asur Lekohen. But then he says, and it's the Peladik, a line, the most biggest Pel of all, the last line. V'im Niseis Ein Motziin Osa V'avlad Sofek Cholol. That's the Beinu Agodol, Zalakol Shor V'Kayim. The Ksuba, Zalakol Shor V'Kayim, Ashtar. But what's the obvious question, answers Ramban? What's the general principle? Sveika Doraisa what? Sveika Doraisa what? So what do you mean? Imni says Emotzi and Osa. Why not? Why not? The Kohen marries this woman, we should say, Sveika Doraisa L'chomer, give her a get. How can he stay with her if it's a Sveika Doraisa? Pilei Ploim. What's Pshat? This Kasha, all the Mefarshim ask answer Ramban, and I've yet to hear a really convincing answer. Frankly. It's a very good, the Marashal jumps and screams in the Yamshel Shlomo, how can this be? But the Ramban seems to say it. Sounds like it's a Sofek. Sounds like it's a Sveika Doraisa, on a simple level. And despite that fact, Imni says, Ein Motzin also. The Vlad is a Sufek Cholol. That means it's not just some kind of, you know, pogum, which you could argue. It's only what we call pogum, some low-level Isser, low-grade Isser. We can say, don't marry the Chatchila, but lo teitzeh. No, it's a higher-level Isser, albeit a Sufek. Vlad Sufek Cholol. So what do you mean in this emotion? Why emotion? This kasha bothers the Marshal no end. As Yamshel Shlomo right over here now, so bothers me too. Should bother you too. What's going on? If it's a real honest to goodness subject of a cholo, should be teitzeh. Just because you got married, so get divorced. Okay, you know, I feel bad. You know, my business getting married in the first place. Rabbos, everyone with me so far? This is the problem of the Ramban. If he makes such an eloquent case, that's not a resolved suffix l'kula. It's an unresolved suffix. So if it's an unresolved suffix, why in the world should it then be that ein motzi'in? That's a big problem. That's a big problem, Rabbos. A big problem. It's interesting, some of the Ramban's rayas are based upon his assumption that according to the Deir and our sugya that holds the Vlad is Pogum, it means even a son, not just a daughter. So that's, as I said before, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So since that seems to be against certain other sugyas, he paskins against our Gemara fundamentally. This is some kind of lotetze. Whereas if you hold it's only the Bas is puzzle, then it's much better. Then that's less, it's not against any real sugyas. That's an interesting connection between these two separate shilas. Number one, when it says na gemara pug, does it mean a girl or even a boy? Number two, we pass it that way. Either yes or no or maybe. Right? The Rush doesn't understand this all Ramban. What are you making out of clear blue sky? You're making up a whole new story out of nowhere. Mamash out of nowhere. What are you talking about? There's no sheet that said it's mutter. Mamash, open to the Rush, please. You'll see, really, he's very upset with this Ramban. Doesn't like it. He says, where did he get it from? This just says kosher. Kosher means kosher is not a mom. That's all it means. Where's the Rush? Here we go. Simen Lamed, Rabosai. Simen Lamed. Quotes the Rif, that the Rif is Mesupik, and we're up to over here with small payers. Okay? Eini Roek, everyone with me on page Chav Gimel, column 2, halfway down. Veini Roek, Lakan, Mokom, Shiba, Bas, Suffolk, his little vote. What Suffolk? There's no Suffolk. Midikom Aliel, Stubba de Gemara, the Kulu Amoroi, the Machshu Moses of Lat Pogam, the Kulu Mekavachom Amara, the Kavach the Kavachom, Leste Pircha, Lekam man the poligale, Mashal Hiska Hagamara Bekan, and I'm advised. The Hilkos of Lat Pogam, Shim the Lot Sarah the Mifsik, the Kvar Masik Stama de Gamal, yeah, the Kulamaroi Moda the Blood Pogam, the Lekam man the polig, the Hutsak the Sok Alish of Lat Kosha, the Kol, Filoechesish. He doesn't see any, the Rosh sees no Suffolk. He doesn't see any Suffolk whatsoever, nothing. Zero, nothing. It's interesting. The question which we raised against the Ramban is a fascinating answer given in the Shar HaMelech. I wanted to get it. They have it downstairs in Abbas Meresh. Pirush in the Rambam. In Perek Tezvov, Halacha Gimel. I believe you have that in your Ein Mishpat HaMoleh. Let's take a look. Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Tezvov, Halacha Gimel. It's always good to see Rambam's inside. Here it is. Let's take a look. You tell me what the Pesach of the Rambam is. You tell me. You. No one else. You. Take a look. It's page Yudalet, column 3, towards the top. Halacha Gimel. Goy ve'eved habo albas Yisrael havlad kosher ben pnuyo ben eshesish ben be'ones ben be'ratzo. I'm asking a shaler about saying, what does the Rambam pasuk? Is the kid pogam lakuna? Yes or no? Read the Rambam. Read it, no? I'll read it one more time. Goy v'yevet habo bas Yisrael avlad kosher ben pnuya ben eshesish ben be'ones ben be'ratzo. I'm just asking a question. Just an honest read. Is this child asur l'kohen? Yes or no? No. Not a word here about being pogam lakuna. Should have mentioned it. It's true, honestly. Isurei kahuna come up only later on in Rambam. He starts Isurei kahuna in Perek Yud Zayin, Aluch Aleph, right in front of you. Sholosh noshen nesru ala kohan, kol ha-kohan gusha zona v'chalolo, which we discussed already yesterday. This is only Perek Tezvav. But still, it's quite misleading, would you say? He says, kosher. So that's what many, the Beis Yosef learns that way. And according to the Rambam, the child is kosher l'kohen. kosher the kohen, because he didn't say differently. Kosher the kohen. Problem is, back on the same page, page Yud Dalet, column 1, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches. Read it together. Yud Gimel Ches. We saw this a long time ago. Hoya Nosu Li Yisraelis Oligiyoris. V'yesh Lo Bonim. V'omar Nisgayarti Beini Levein Atzmi. Nemon Livsol Es Atzmo. He said, I'm a goy. I never did a proper gerish. So no one ever watched me. Ve'eno Nemon Livsol Es Habonim. He's not credible to passel his sons. The question is obvious. What do you mean passel his sons? Even if he's a goy gomor, he descends all the way back to, I don't know, to Chum ben Noach. I don't know what it was, a goy gomor. Berach haben. And every single mother was also a goy, straight down. So what? If he lives with a Jewish woman, the child is kosher. We just read, Aklam HaBosrov, not kosher. So what do you mean? Not Neman to passel his son. And if he would be Neman, and you take him at his word, his son is still kosher. So Pile Ploim. How do you, I'm asking you a kasha, you get a prize for this one. How do you reconcile the two Rambams? In one place he said, Aklam HaBosrov, not kosher. It's like it's totally kosher. Here he says, you don't believe him to say he's a goy. To pass those kids. And if he would be a guy, the kids would still be kasha. This is the Mishnah. The world is bothered with this kasha. The whole world is bothered with this kasha. Maybe somebody in this room came up with a terrorist no one came up with before. Maybe. For the moment, suspense. Sunday. I mean, until Sunday, I have 3 days to figure it out. Let me know. It's a very serious question. It's a shver Rambam. One way that something doesn't fit in. The Yamshul Shlomo that I mentioned before is not at all happy with the Ramban. But the Shaar HaMelech answers, amazing answer. Shaar HaMelech says like this. The Ramban says, Ein Motzi, and you know why? He means you can't take a whip and beat him up and tell him you have to divorce your wife. There are certain cases, what's it called in Lashon HaGemara? When I was Kofin? No? Call for us, Shema Rotani. That's what we should normally do. Here we don't do it. You know why we don't do it? Because maybe there's no need for this divorce. Maybe this wife is kosher to a kohen. We don't have it resolved yet. So when the Ramban says Ein Motzi, and all he means is the Shaar HaMelech is we're not allowed to whip him. Because if we whip him, if we're wrong, then to get Musa and the kids from the next husband on Mamzeim, it's a disaster. But we tell him. You're obligated, you absolutely must give a get. Just we can't force it, because in case we're wrong, then it becomes a Shaar HaGet Me'usa. Ad kan the Shaar HaMelech? I don't know. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. The Mashal suggests that the Ramban is wrong, and the Isser over here is an Isser de Rabbanim. Pogum means Me de Rabbanim. The child, excuse me, is not a Cholo. And that's why Lo Teitze. That's why Lo Teitze. The Ramban's idea, Suffolk Kol Lo Teitze. The Rav Mashal said it's impossible. How can it be? A Svega Doraisa. Yeah. So how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? Let's jump to Shulchan Aruch. I know we skipped a couple of steps. But how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? Very important to know. So I think some of you may have the Amish Bar Amole. That's going to be somewhat helpful also. Let's see what else. Open up to the back to Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer. See how helpful it's going to be. Evan HaEzer begins over here on page Lamed Beis. See what there is. Oh. Let's start with Simen Dalet Sifhei. This is page Lamed Beis, column 3, towards the top. Sifhe, Yisrael Shebo'al Achas Me'elu Havlad Kemosa. Okay, non-Jewish woman. Or someone who has a psul yichsu. V'echad Me'elu Chutz Mimamze Shebo'al Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher Ela shepogum lekahuna. Who's echad me'elu? Echad me'elu is a whole bunch of individuals, right? Including, presumably, a guy. A guy. So you see the Vlad is Pogel Mekuhuna, Mefurash and Mechaber, in Simin Dalet, Sif Hei, the Vlad is Pogel Mekuhuna. Take a look at Sif Yotess, it repeats. Look inside. Same column towards the bottom. Akum v'yevet shebo'al ha-mamzeres ha-vlad mamzer. V'im bo'al bas Yisroel, v'im pnuyo ben eshus ish, ha-vlad kosher, as the Ram, as the Shulchan Aruch, u pogum lekuhuna. We found it twice in Simon Dalet. Twice. Now, what's the lashon of the mechab? The mechab's lashon is how a pogum lekuhuna. What does it mean? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? So hard to know. What's the mechab talking about? Usually, the word vlad means of either gender. Well, there's another mechaber, which unfortunately is not named Mishpat HaMoleh. Let me read it to you from the mechaber that I have in front of me, which is in Simon Zion, Sif Yud Zion. There we go. Goy v'eved abo bas Yisrael v'yolda v'menu bas. Also, Habas Pegumo Lekahuna. Notice he changed his tune. Before he said Avlad. Now he says Habas. Maybe it only means a bas. And also, he never used the word Cholol, he used the word Pegumo Lekahuna. Says the Chelkos Mechokek. It's in Simon Zayin Os Chavov. Miloshin Peguma Mashba de Lechat Chila Lotinase Lekahuna. Look at Marshal. It's not a real chalola. And therefore, lo teitze. Because it's not a real chalola. What a major vort. The pshat and the mechaber is not passing like the Ramban as a sveka d'oraisa. A real, honest to goodness, chalola, chalola. No, then it would be a shalom. We would be machem b'sofek. Stam. Stam. A new din. Peguma lekahuna. Peguma lekahuna is a lower level din, and therefore, Rav Osai, perhaps the Mnises, lo teitze. As the Mechaber said earlier, this is so we had three Mechabers. Two you saw in Nishman HaMoleh, Simon Dalet, I think Sifhei in your test, if I'm not mistaken. And over here in Zion, Sif Yud Zion, he says, a bas, peguma lekahuna. It's only a bas, and only peguma. Only peguma. Okay? Fine? It's very possible, Rabosai, that this is coming from a very, very important source. There's a Gemara, Rabosai, in Kiddushin, which says, Ein cholol ela mipsule kahuna. In order to be, what's cholol means? Empty, right? Word for halal is emptiness. Space, they call halal. Empty. Empty, Rabbos. And I was saying something very important. Very important. Rabbos said, focus again for another minute. Ein cholol ela mipsule kahuna. So before Shigamara, here there's no psule kahuna. A guy is quote puzzle to anybody. Nothing to do with kahuna. So therefore, there are those who say that the child should really not be a cholo cholola because the father is not a psul kahuna. It's a psul. Any guy may not live with a Jewish woman, and vice versa. So therefore, nothing to do with psule kahuna, and therefore the child should not be considered to be a cholo. I peguma. It's a different din. It's a different din, Rabbi Osai. A different din. Can't call this person a chol. A chol is a kohen who's lost kuna. This person, the father, is a guy. You kind of kohen. Can't call the guy a chol at all. Call him a pogum. Okay, pogum. A new title. P. O-U-P, what? It's a pogum. It's a pogum. It's not kosher. It's kosher, but it's pogum. It's a new shot, O-U-P, right? It's kosher, but it's P. Pogum. Yeah? Don't take me seriously. I'm just trying to make people up. O-U-P is kosher, but it's pogum. So it would appear. But P may not be the same as cholo. Cholo is zero. It's just called pogum. It's not as bad as, because not psulei kuna. So paskins the gra. So paskins the gra. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, we had this klal, which I just mentioned before, Ein chalolos elam ipsulei kuna. Please turn to the Tosis of Tes Vov Amud Beis. Mali almona shekein hi atzma mischaleles. Our Gemara says in a somewhat different context, Nay, nami de mamzel havi pogam mi havi mikal v'chomam mi almonim. Okay? It goes through the whole sugya. Malamon shkei hi atzma mischaleles. Right? Says Tosfos, big Tosfos, Mali almono, we're not going to read the whole thing. Let me share a few things. Look what it says. I'm taking from the last two narrow lines. Go to Dachkin and the Kamam Perak Almana Dach Samaches. The Midrash Mikra Damoni Moavi Umitzvi Vadomi Kulan Polson Bibiyasa. Right, because you're not American. Frek the Gemara, Frek Tosis, typically, Mehai Kavachomer. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a Kavachomer. V'nil l'foresh, the Mehai Kavachomer, lo matzil l'mele, that shit is chalel. Why? The Ein Chilul Elo Meisurei Kuhuna. Kid Armina, Perk Asor Yuchsin, Kiddush Nabayin Zayin Amid Beis. Hey, wait a second. What's going on? What about our Gemara? So the Tosfos says in the end of the first wide line, Ulinyan b'na vaday havam bor lemele mikav v'chomer. Av a psul isha, then a psul chalolo shoysa k'sher v'nischala, that's another cloud that a woman could be k'sher become a chalolo. Lo yalfinon. So Rabbi Osai, there's some post, can we use this expression? Ein chalolo salami psul lekuhuna. In order to say why in our Gemara the child is kosher lekuna, and the response to that is no, the rule ain't chalal, etc. is talking about the woman who lived with somebody, so then she's not considered to be a chalala unless it was an isakuna. She's a grush lived with a as the almana lived with a kohen gadol, and she becomes a chalala and she cannot marry any kohen whatsoever. Okay, that's true, but she lived with a goy, nah. A guy, we're saying she's not possible. Ein chalal l'psul ekuna. She's made of a different issue. We'll get to that. She's a zona. But it's not considered a psul of chalal. But as far as her son is concerned, he may very well be a chalal, even though he's not coming out of Yisur ekuna. So suggest toast over here on Daftez Zayin Amud Beis. Okay? Daftez Zayin Amud Beis. So now, Yeah. Could be Rabbi Osai as follows. We can make suggestion that this idea in Tosis, in your b'no vali ha'vimol ha'vimol ha'vachomer, is only referring to a woman, a daughter. Why a daughter? Because remember, it's all based on our monolith Kohen Gadol that she herself becomes puzzled. The woman becomes a chalola after as an almona living with a kohen gadol. So those who therefore say that as a result of this, any female emerging from such unions will also be asur lekohen. The bas is asur lekohen, but the ben is not. Can't derive the ben from the almonas. It's a source from the almonas or female. You don't derive females. You cannot derive males. This is those who argue with the Ramban. The second way they argue with the Ramban is to assume, no, Ramban is right, l'shitaso. Ramban knows it's a chalol gomer. So if it's a chalolah, it's a chalol. We are egalitarian in that sense. However, if all she is a paguma is a different thing. It's unique to females. It doesn't apply. Paguma likahuna. There's no thing as a kohen pogum. There'll be a second reason to explain why, Rabbi Osai, we can argue with the Ramban. What's the difference between male and female? So either because it's only Peguma, which is unique to Peguma Likuna, only be a... Since marriage for us is a male and a female, sorry to have to reiterate that now, but since that's the case, so Peguma Likuna can only apply to a female. Fine. So, again, so for one of two reasons, either because it's a paguma, which only likohen, play only the females, or because it's derived from the almana likohen gadol, so you derive a child from her, only females. Rabbi Chanan has an interesting interpretation over here. Let me tell you what he says. Rabbi Isai, a shayla. Go back to the Gemara, men heim enough. It's a tough shayla. Rabbi Isai, the Gemara wants to shlug up the Kal v'chomer. Mali almona l'kohen gadol shekein yatzei mischalelus. Answer the Gemara. Hachanami, kevan shenivala pisola. What does pisola mean? Puzzle for what? Zok Rashi, psala, afilu mitruma de benasha, she can't eat truma anymore. V'kol shkeim ilinase lekohen. She certainly cannot marry a kohen. Under what klal? There are three klal in Rabbi Osai. We saw it a minute ago in the Rambam. There's zona, there's grusha, and there's chalala. Which is she? She's not a grusha. They take a pick. This woman who lived with a non-Jewish man. We know she cannot eat truma. Good. So she said, cannot marry a kohen. Why not? I'll give you a choice. We'll have a vote. She's a zona or a chalala. What's the correct vote? We just saw it before. What's the correct vote? Is she a zona or a chalala? No. We just saw ein chalal elam ipsule kohuna. So what must she be there for? What is she? Must be a zona. She must be a zona, Rabbi Osai. She must be a zona. Rabbi Osai, a chalala has a male equivalent. What's it called? Chalal. Is there a male equivalent of zona? Zone? Eh? Doesn't ring. So Rabbi Chanan says, what do you do? Since you're deriving the Kal v'chomer from the mother, but the mother is it depends. If you'll tell me that there is a Kal v'chomer, we can slug up the Kal v'chomer, right? No, the child is possible. Oh, but the child is possible because based upon the mother, but the mother's a zona, not a chalala. So we can call the daughter a zona too. But we can't call the son a zona. Had it been a chalala, we'd call him a chalala, but it's not. It's based upon akalava straw, which is not psulek una. So therefore, there's no chalala, so it's only zona. But there's no zona when it comes to a man. Problem is, Rabbi Osai, it's an interesting problem. And let's turn our attention to at least a part of the problem. Rabosai, on that Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we should really start the very end, the last line of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The very last line. Hakomodim b'marzik rushoso. What do you mean? What do you mean, marzik rushoso? Reuven's married to Rachel. Rachel went and married Shimon. Reuven divorced Rachel. She married Shimon, and she remarries Reuven. May this be done. Yes or no? Chas v'sholom. Pasuk in the Torah. Marzik rushoso. Okay? Despite the fact that it's Aveira, Havlad Pogum Likahuna. What does that mean? So Tosis says the last Tosis. The Revusa Nokan Marza Gushoso Tfe Mishakai Velavin. The Yafal Gav, the Ksiv, he toevin, but not toevin. Pogum Mia Havi. Okay. Havlad Pogum Likahuna. Zok Rashi again, the same Rashi. Read the top Rashi in the Dalam base. Vim Yol the Bas. Psula likahuna kechalala. Okay? Fine. That's the Gemara naf mem dalet amud beis. Wait a second. I'm asking you a shaila. In the case of this mother, this woman, Rachel, we're calling her Rachel. Rachel, a very active life. First she marries Reuven, gets divorced. Then she marries Shimon. Gets divorced. And she goes back to Reuven. Oh, no, bad girl. She lives with Reuven now. Her first ex is now a present husband, and the second husband's out of the picture. Not allowed to do that. She did it. She become a zona? I'm asking Charlotte. She become a zona? Many poskim say, no. So the question becomes, if the answer is no, then how in the world can we derive this din at the Vlad is Pogam Kakuna? How do we know it? Again, Kavachama Ma'amana. Ma'amana, the coin god, and Yisro Shema Makol B'na Pogam, and Zushi Yisro Shema Makol, and Nisha B'na Pogam. Ika Lamefrach, Mali Amona Shkeni Atzim Ischalelis. Frekta B'chonon, what's worth thinking even in the first place? This woman is not a zona. My answer was, to Rabbi Chanan, that's exactly what it says. That's exactly what it says. Mal yamona kinyasim eschaleles. But over here, the mother does not become even a zona. That's exactly what it says. Rabbi Chanan thinks he doesn't understand what the kasha is. There are those, Rabbi Osai, who disagree and say, in fact, she does become a zona. Who said? B'chon is assuming that there's not a zona. So if you take a look, again, I'll give you a few Meir Makomos over here. In Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Aleph. This you can find in the back. Again, in Mishpat HaMolek, come on, it's a very useful tool, so you don't have Rambams. Let's look together. Yud Ches Aleph. Mipiash, everyone looking inside? It's page Tez Vav, column 2, a little down. Open up. Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. Shazono Hamura Batora. He calls She'ena Bas Yisrael, a non-Jewish woman. O Bas Yisrael Shenivala. La'odam Shiasura Linasi Lavisa Shava Bakol. She lived with a goy. Right? All these cases. O Shenivala L'cholo. Afa Pishi Mutera Sinasila. All these cases, she becomes a zona. Zona. Fine. This is Perek Yitches and Uchas Yisur Bia. Halacha Aleph. Comes along the Magid Mishnah. He excludes something. The Rambam excludes. Who does he exclude? Nirbas Lebehema and Baal Anida. Right? Other such things. Baal Apnuya. Again, he repeats in Halacha Beis, Nivelas Lechad Misur Lav and Shavu Bekol, Em Bichonim Bekohanim, etc. Goy Eved Harezu Zona. Says the Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Ches Nuchas Yisur Ebiyah. Halacha Aleph. This is what he says. The Magen Mishnah wants to know, what about Mavzeh Gushoso? Just had a Gemara. He's assuming that what? He's not his owner. Should have been excluded, as the Magen Mishnah. What's the obvious answer? Why did the Rambam say to the exclusion of Mavzeh Gushoso? No. Because she's posel the kahuna anyway. She's a grusha. I read the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. It's Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph, the end of a very long paragraph. V'da, sh'rabbeinu k'shizkin nivala la'adam sh'yasru v'din asi lo, lo hutzrach lahotzi ha'mazeg v'shoso mishenisis. To'avare lo posel lo mishim d'lav zoretz lo me'ikaru. Because she wasn't also to want to rule after zor me'ikaru. Zor me'ikaru, Rabosai, is a sugya later on daf, Samach Ches. Fine. Didn't have to mention it. Why? Vishay lo amru ken ela le truma. Ava le kuna for nifshal amachma shen is gasha. She's already grusha. Umikol makom adayin ha'elo levar. He should have explained it anyway. That if a mouse is grusha, so the woman does not become a zon. He's assuming she does not become a zon. Why should he have said it? Why bother saying it? I'll both say, if the waste ink, she's also anyway as a grusha. Who can give a guess? Come on. Why? I'm asking a shot. Why bother mentioning that she is or is not a zona? She's also Batara's grusha anyway. Who wants to give a guess? Truma? Truma. Okay, we're not learning. There's not enough trumas here. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes Isha Shoyis Almona Venases Grusha Venases Chalola Venases Zona Bola Kohen Gadol Loka Arba Malchios. So the Kohen, plain Kohen, lives with a woman who has two titles, a Zona and a Grusha, gets twice Malchios. So he should have mentioned it from that perspective. So says the Magen Mishnah. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, Magen Mishnah, I'm sorry, you're wrong. She is his own. The Meibi and Adaf, says the Fiyur Rambam, that she is a zona. She is a zona. The problem is that the Rambam has a list of such a case, and this is not on the list. Again, you don't have it in front of you. Perek Yud Tes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Halacha Hey. I'm reading it to you right now. Kohen, this is an important Rambam. Kohen Habo Al Erva Mino Arayis. Chas V'Shalom, an incestual relationship. Or Al Echad Mechai V'Lav and Hashem V'Kol. This is the Chai V'Lav and Hashem that's prohibited to everybody. Also Zona. The Moshe V'Yarna. So we know. Fine. So now she's a Zona. He lives with her a second time. Guess what? She becomes a Chalala. She keeps adding more titles. First a Zona, now a Chalala. Right? Like in our case. First a Grusha, now a Zona. Wow, it's a good titles. Says the Rambam, Lefichach. Kohen shebo al zukuko liyovam v'nis abra mi bia rishona havlad kosher v'she eina me isure kuhuna. This Kohen lives with a zukuko liyovam lo siya esh tameta chushal yishzar. She may not marry anybody else, and he lives with her anyway, and they have a child from the first bia. The vlad is kosher because it's not from isure kuhuna, right? But she becomes his owner. He lives with her a second time and she becomes pregnant, then the kids are chalala, because it comes from Yisrael Kuna and Mizona. Ad kan the Rambam Perek Yutes Halacha Hey. The question becomes, why didn't he say, what happens? Akum ve'eved Habo al Bas Yisrael. Should have said the same thing, right? Havlat kosher. Because not Yisrael Kahuna. It's an issue. It's an issue. In any event, Rabbi Osai, these are the shadows. I will not stop here. We have to talk about the parsha a little bit. But Blineta on Sunday, I hope to try to finish up this sugya. And then we have to discuss the game plan going forward. There's a plan. Shouldn't think there's no plan. We have to have a chazara. It's for sure. It's not chazara. We're going to have chazara the whole the beginning. But hopefully by Sunday we'll have some kind of a plan for Monday. Where we're going from here. There's one more sugya that we haven't done yet. Very amazing, but unfortunately you want to cry whenever you touch the sugya, but it does happen in real life. And you learned that I keep no secrets from you. We've learned all kinds of vinyanim. This is probably the most painful. That's the only one more sugya I want to do. I sort of saved it for last. But how we're going to do it, what the order will be, we'll see later going forward. But yeah, hopefully on Sunday we're going to try to complete this sugya of Akum Bavas Yisrael, and you can talk to a little bit of the Geiris issue, the very last Maramakum and Simon Zion. That's very, very important. Aloha Lamaisa. Very important. I had a case like that, more than one case. So that'll be hopefully for Sunday. I'm speaking Sunday morning early in New Jersey, but I hope to be back here in plenty of time for regular shiur at 11:30. Shabbat Shalom. Parshas Vayetze. I want to share with the Talmidim an insight of the Maharami Prague in our parsha. The blue chumash that's on my desk every day. You know what I'm talking about? Not here? Took it away?
Does this help?
Let's get help. I'm happy to look at it, right? We have to get that chumash back. Without chumash, you can't move. I mean, thank you. Good. Rashi tells us it was a ladder. Everyone knows about the ladder. Everyone talks about this ladder. Rashi says, "Ein ze kim beis alukim, hasul ba'zeh omer beber sheva, ve'emtza shipuo magia keneged beis hamikdash." Because Be'er Sheva is in the south of Yehuda. Right? Beisel is north. Nachas Binyamin. In the middle is Yerushalayim. So the Sulam goes from Be'er Sheva to Beisel. Then the middle hits Yerushalayim. According to our version of where Beisel is, and Bet-El as they call it in Israel today, it doesn't work, right? I mean, if my geography is correct, what we call today Betel, the big yeshiva there, is not so far north of Yerushalayim as Be'er Sheva is south. Is that correct in the map of Israel? I don't think you have to be a tremendous cartologist to know that one. But, all right, I'm just letting make it as a side comment. Frek the Maharami Prague and the Gur Aryeh on this Rashi. We understand very well the significance. Oh, he says over here as follows. He doesn't understand. He says Bethel is a footnote in the art scroll. Jerusalem is closer to Bethel than it is to Be'er Sheva. So the middle means the middle portion as opposed to either of its ends. That ruins the whole Maral. So the Maral says he doesn't understand. What's the significance of the midpoint? We understand the bottom point of a ladder, the top point, the midpoint, what? Says the Maral. The bottom part of the Sula, coming from the earth, the top part, close to the heavens. The midpoint represents the fusion of heaven and earth. confusion, gentlemen, is what we are all about. Our job in life is to take the earthly and make it heavenly. As the Kotzko once said, "Anche Kodesh Tiyunli, Malachim Hashem has enough." Doesn't need more Malach. Anche Kodesh Tiyunli. People who live a physical life, at the same time, are able to sublimate it, consecrate it, elevate it, to become heavenly and spiritual and sublime. That's our job in life. Everything we do, we're supposed to fulfill this idea. But the place, says the Maharal, where this was done more than any other, Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is based exclusively on the physical. The whole, we'll read, you know, in Tevah Vayikra, you bring a behemoth, right? You bring an oaf, you bring a mincha, you bring yayin, you bring in the food, you know, the same food that you want to eat for supper. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes Kodesh. Achieves Kapara, achieves Kedusha. Later on, in Sefer Bereishis, we find that there was a reunion between Yosef and Binyamin after years of separation. So what does it say there? Vayipol al tzavrei Binyamin ocher vayevk u'Binyamin boch al tzavaro, says Rashi, al shnei mikdoshos. So the neck is compared to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mefarshim explained, the neck separates the head from the body. The body is the physical. The head is the spiritual. Mishkan HaMachshava. That's the Beis HaMikdash. The midpoint of the Sulam. Beneath it is the physical world. Above it is the spiritual world. And they come together. Says the Holy Maharal Prague, I'll bring you riots, Mr. So, from the Gemara. A Gemara in Masechta Ksubas. Gemara tells us in Masechta Ksubas of Ham and Aleph. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, listen carefully. Gedolim Masi Tzadikim Yosem Imaisa Shamayim V'Arts. Believe it, unbelievable. How come? As we just said this morning, Mochel Neshiftecha, Palt Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yodecha. Two hands. Fek Toysvis. What do you mean? What do you mean? It says, Yad is small. So, Yod Yistaretz is left. Minit Shemayim is right. Says Tosis, oh yeah, it's true. But that's Tartiksiv. But that's not Bechad Maisa. Lek Alechad. Maisa Tzadikim have Tarti Adayim. What's Tosis answer? Interesting answer. Are the hands working in tandem together as one? That's only Maisa Tzadikim. Konani Yodecha. Whereas heaven and earth are with two separate hands. Hashem's right hand made heaven, left hand made earth. Mikdash is Yodecha. Both hands come together. It's one of the individuals who was created with both hands, as it were, mankind. Ochar v'keder v'kedem tzartoni v'toshet alai kapecha. Kapecha, both hands. As I'll say in the Medrash Tillim. Two hands. That's exactly the point. On both sides, that's exactly the point. The point is that mankind is supposed to combine the physical and the spiritual as one. Not two separate hands, as Tosfos put it, but both hands working together. So too the Beis HaMikdash, combining the both. Interesting. The Gemara in Menachos calls the Beis HaMikdash Yedid. They told me, I think it's Shweki, no? Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, V'chadosh Yedid. Correct? That? Okay, we got it. So why is the Beis HaMikdash called Yedid? It's a Gemara in Menachos. Based on the Pasuk, Ma'yedidus Mishkan Osecha. The Mishkan is Yedidus, Yedid. What's Yedid? But the Vilna Gaon interprets Yedid just to this. Yad, Yad. Yad, Yad is Yedid. Why is the Mikdash Yedid? Exactly what we're saying. It was created with both hands. Yad and Yad, but not two hands working separately. One hand doing this, another hand doing that. No, Chas v'Shalom. The two hands are working together. That's the Beis HaMikdash. V'chavro Yedidim, we're all called Yedidim. Especially, we mentioned again this morning, V'yedidim havarta by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is, you know, taking a physical item, water, and you're making the biggest Kiddush Hashem. So too, our lives are supposed to take our physical bodies and make a Kiddush Hashem. That is our mandate. V'yizkaro Yedidim, which means, yes, it's true, non-Jews are permitted to be makav korbanos, another mefurish gemara in Menachos. But they can only bring korban ola. A non-Jew can only bring a korban ola, cannot bring anything else. Which means if a non-Jew wants to be religious, he has to be separated from this world. You know, in certain religions, the priests are celibate. So it says. We don't believe that at all. Chas v'shalom. A Kohen Gadol must be married. If he's not married, he's puzzled. The whole system of Chas v'shalom loses his wife in Yom Kippur. What do you do? Kushnal tonight. I got some maisa. We believe in the opposite of what they believe in. Mamish the hepech and the total opposite. And what are our korbanos? The average korban we bring is a korban shlomim. We eat it. We have an expression later on in Sefer Devarim, V'yachalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. That can't be by others. You know, when they're in church, they're in church. I'm assuming their devotion. I'm not questioning their devotion to their whatever religion. But then they go out into the outside world. Well, you come to church on Sunday morning, you're okay. No matter what you do the rest of the week, doesn't matter. Chas v'shalom. By us, everything is one homogeneous unit. We're all together in this, Rabosai. Whatever we do, what we do in the Beis Medrash, and then we daven, and then Baruch Hashem, the Tamidim are in college, and they're taking their secular classes, and they're doing well in Mitzvah Hashem, they'll do well. And they eat, and they sleep, and whatever they do in the world, it's all one unit. It's all one big opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, for Yedidim, that every Yad, the right and the left, come together. And it's true, Rabosai, not only within each and every individual, but it's true within Klal Yisrael as well. We require a combination of those of us who are devoting themselves to learning, and those of us who learn whenever they can, but are devoting themselves to, we'll call, general or secular pursuits. Earning a living. You used to earn livings in the fields. Now we earn livings in doctors and lawyers and psychologists and accountants and finance. And same you sold. Spend the time earning a living. The Sfarno writes to the Beis HaMikdash. Not just a place where Ma'achid, Ruchnius, and Gashmis, as the Maral said, each and every individual brings a korban. More than that, We're ma'ach in all of Klal Yisrael, Rabosai. The menorah was made miksha achas. Whoever's read the Sefer Eim Rabbanim Smech, that's the whole thing. We have to all be together. That's the only way, togetherness. The Sfarnu says on that pasuk that the Kenea menorah on one side and Kenea menorah on the other side. He calls them the Maiminim and the Masmilim. The Maiminim are the ones who are learning all the time. And the Masmilim are the ones who are working, but they spend their time learning whenever they can and helping those who are learning. Says the Sfarno, this indicates that it's only this Yedidus that you all come together. Those who are totally involved in spiritual matters, as much as even the spiritual person has to eat and do other physical things, but it's quote unquote free time. But he's not taking up the basic physical needs. It's spent learning, davening, etc. I know there's other ones spending much more time working. They also have to establish the Yedidus between one and the other. It's only to the Sfarno. From the combined efforts of both, and I add the united efforts of both, and mikshachas, only then will HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire be fulfilled. So each and every one of us, in Parshas Vayetze, about a ladder, a midpoint, the Beis HaMikdash, sounds like very esoteric. The Maral, who's usually very esoteric, explains it in a way which even I can understand. Our job is to take whatever we do and make it holy. We eat, we sleep, we go to college, we deal in mundane matter. Whatever we're doing has to be elevated and sublimated. This is our job. We should all be zoche to have konu yodecha, our right hands and left hands should work together in harmony. And this way we make a kiddush Hashem and bring close to that day when the base of the Middle will be rebuilt with hair of your made of amen.